Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Wiest and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. We are discussing, can we trust our heart? Today, too many Christians make their decisions following their emotions or what they call their heart and not by what the Word of God instructs. Now, being too quick to believe everything we hear or read will influence our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. Lies and deception are being spread on a level we have never experienced. If our minds are not renewed by the Word of God, we will be deceived.
That's a good point, Bill. You know, deception really makes us hard-hearted and dull to discern truth.
That's right.
You know, we can easily then fall for a false narrative that is appealing to our emotions but is in opposition to God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all need to remember that Satan comes as an angel of light, as 2 Corinthians 11:14 states. He doesn't come blatantly in our face, but very subtly. So we cannot trust our heart or our feelings if God's truth is not in us.
That's right. And Satan is so deceptive. You know, Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" It says the same thing in Deuteronomy 11:16. Ecclesiastes 9:3 says, "The heart of the son of men is full of evil and madness is in their hearts." That's how bad the heart is. Ezekiel 11:21 says, "But as for them whose heart walks after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations." Numbers 15:39 says, "That ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you use to go a-whoring," or to be sexually immoral. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He that trusts in his heart is a fool." Proverbs 20, verse 9 says, "Who can say, I have made my heart clean?" In other words, no one can. Then Jesus said in Matthew 13:15, "For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have they closed."
And he was speaking of the Pharisees, right? And
that's
the
right.
Jews there that were rejecting him.
Right.
So true. You know, Jesus goes on with the evil that proceeds out of our heart. Matthew 15:19, he said, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemy." You know, in Luke 6:45, he also said, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil."
That's right.
So if we have the Lord in our heart, we should be bringing forth good things.
So true.
You know, but Bill, I noticed too that you quote a lot Matthew 12:37, you know, that our own words will condemn us or send us to hell.
That's right. You know, God doesn't send anybody to hell. Like he said in Matthew 12:37, our own words do, because people say, "I don't believe Jesus is the only way." And he said in Revelation 21:8, "All unbelievers shall have their part in the lake of fire." So there's a warning. But people don't heed the warning. They don't believe Jesus is the only way. And they say with their own mouths, "I don't believe it." So their own words condemn them to hell.
And the connection, too, is with Matthew 12:37 that you just said, along with what Jesus said also in the scripture, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Right. So it's coming out of the heart.
So it's coming out of the heart again. And there's such a close tie between the heart and the mind. That's why, more than ever before, we need our minds renewed with the Word of God so we can discern truth today.
Right.
You know, so it really is man's hard, stubborn heart that sends him to hell.
That's it.
Because they refuse to believe him and they refuse to receive his forgiveness.
That's
so
right.
It's so critical. We have a biblical worldview. We obey God's Word and we have our minds renewed so that our heart is not corrupted by all the evil in the world. And especially today also, Bill, because a hard heart could even eventually lead a Christian to abandon their faith. And we've seen some of that.
That's it.
In the last few years.
Right.
And I really love what Proverbs 4:23 says, probably one of the most important verses about the heart. It says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life."
Boy, that's powerful. In other words, what we see and what we hear, we have to be very careful of to not let evil things enter into our heart. And that's really a powerful verse. You know, the heart can harbor many wicked things. People don't realize. It can be morally crooked or perverse, Psalms 101:4. It can be in error, Psalms 95:10. Or imagine mischief, Psalms 28:3. Be proud, Psalms 101:5. Utter perverse things, Proverbs 23:33. Be hopeless and filled with fear, Psalms 143:4. Contain seven abominations, Proverbs 26:25. Devise wicked imaginations, Proverbs 6:18. It can be evil, Jeremiah 3:17. Or be filled with Satan, as Acts 5:3 states with Ananias and Sapphira when they lied to the Holy Spirit. And it can be secretly enticed, Job 31:27. So that's interesting, you know. And this next verse is the ultimate error in trusting our heart. Psalms 14:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." This is the most important because of its eternal consequences.
So true. You know, and there's more of that going around today, the false teachings and philosophies that are even luring young believers away that aren't as grounded in their faith.
That's it. Yes, that's right. Now, listen to this example in the Bible. You can see the evil in man's heart when he is confronted with the truth. Rage, envy, hatred, lying, and violence to the point of murder are what the heart is capable of. In the New Testament, in Acts 7:54, Stephen was preaching and doing great miracles among the people and testifying about Jesus. The priests and leaders of the synagogue who heard him, quote, could not resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke, Acts 6:10. So they found false witnesses to accuse him of blasphemy, and they stirred up the elders and the scribes and brought him before the council and accused him falsely. Jealousy and envy. You know, and Stephen began a teaching of the history of the Jews and then pointed out how their fathers persecuted the prophets who showed of the coming of the Savior, who they murdered. In other words, they murdered the Savior and have not kept the law. Then it says they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth and they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. That's Acts 7:54 through 58. So you can see what evil that they had in their heart to accuse him falsely just so they could stone him. They couldn't stand hearing the truth of the gospel.
And so true. I mean, that is a great example of that, you know, and we see that sadly today where people are so full of rage and hatred and division and they're accusing one another. And to the point of such hatred where they're doing harm to people.
Right. And even Christians, which is really surprising.
Yeah, that's true. Participating with that.
Right. And we should not hate. That's not of God.
No, I don't know how we can say we're a Christian and hate anyone.
Right.
Jesus said in John 3:19, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
That's right.
You know, so it's showing the heart again. You know, Matthew 7:11 says, if you then being evil... So man is evil by nature, the scripture shows us. And Genesis 6:5 is so clear. It said, man's heart was only evil continually in the days of Noah.
Boy.
And it, you know, that goes on in that scripture in Genesis 6. It talks about that every intent of the thoughts of his heart, of man's heart, was only evil continually.
Boy, that
I
sounds
mean, the thoughts too.
Right. That sounds like a lot of people today.
It does. You know, and this was just before the earth was destroyed. Which we know Jesus is coming very, very soon. We can see all the signs in the earth, plus all the deception and lies. Those are all signs of his coming very soon.
Yes, I think it's very clear we are peeking over the wall into the tribulation period, I believe.
Yes, and we can see the Antichrist spirit at work so blatantly, really, through our especially areas of influence like media and politics,
right,
and Hollywood, and in the educational arena, and pharmaceutical, medical arenas, business arenas, every area of life, every sphere of society. But, you know, Christians, we have to be encouraged, and we need to pray. We need to pray for our leaders and pray as never before for our nation. Because as America goes, usually the world goes. And I think people are watching America very closely to see what direction, you know, we will take. And it sure seems to be the wrong road right now.
They're trying to take it away from God, away from anything godly at all.
But we know God hears our prayers.
That's right. Many Christians are praying. So we believe God is protecting us.
Is moving. He is working. Yes. He's working his plan. We know that.
You know, thank God he doesn't consider our heart as far as salvation for sure, but gives us a new one. Ezekiel 11:19 says, I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh. And then Ezekiel 18:31 says, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. So God's going to make us a new heart and a new spirit once you get born again. Ezekiel 36:26, a new heart also will I give you and a new spirit. Psalms 51:10, David said, create in me a clean heart. Jeremiah 24:7 says, then I will give them a heart to know me. So this heart has to come from God. We can't be good enough to enter heaven. God has to give us a new heart when we trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Yes, and I like those verses in Ezekiel about he'll take out that stony heart give you a new heart, a new heart of flesh that's tender and responsive to God. I love to pray that Ezekiel 36:26 for loved ones, that God would do that. That's a good scripture to stand on for that.
Yeah, that's good.
Little side note there, yes. But anyways, you know, also there's some verses which are interesting in the Word of God that will give us a strong heart, it says. And I believe, and I know you do too, Bill, that we can take those verses as either spiritually or physically or both.
Right. I believe it's for both.
Giving us a strong heart. Yes. Psalm 73:26 says, God is the strength of our heart. Mm-hmm. And Psalms 119:80, let my heart be sound in thy statutes.
Right. So see, that's how it sound is in the statutes of God, a sound heart.
Yes. By being in the Word of God and doing the Word of God.
Right.
Psalms 27:14, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart. Psalms 104:15, bread, which strengthens man's heart. So originally bread was good. It was both the Word of God. It also representative and physical bread used to be good for you.
Right.
Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart does good as a medicine. So laughter is good for our heart.
Right.
Psalms 147:3, he heals the broken heart. So a humble attitude will bring healing to the heart.
That's good.
And calling on God and trusting in him. Proverbs 14:30 says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh. So a heart that is sound, that's at peace, that's established in God's word, that brings actual health and life to our flesh.
Right.
And I love Psalms 119. It is so packed with David's passion for the word of God. And he said, with my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Oh, that's really good. So the more word we get in our heart, the less we're going to sin. What's so important to be a reader and doer of God's word. You know, it's interesting also, there's things done that can cause a weak heart, spiritual or physical. Psalms 40:12 says, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, therefore my heart faileth me. So sin causes heart failure. And it's mainly spiritual, but I believe it can be physical also. 1 Samuel 28:5 says, he was afraid and his heart greatly trembled. We don't want a trembling heart, and that's by fear. Fear causes that.
And doesn't that talk about the fear in man's heart actually causing them to die during the tribulation, right? Because of the things that come on the earth.
Right, it says that in the book of Revelation. And this goes along with that, Luke 21:26, men's heart failing them for fear. And he was talking about that time period. Deuteronomy 28:65, the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart. Those that are wicked, that don't obey God's word, the rebellious. Ezekiel 16:30 says, how weak is thy heart, seeing thou dost all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman. So in other words, doing evil things will give you a weak heart. Daniel 5:20, but when his heart was lifted up in pride, his heart was made like the beast, and he lived in the field like an animal. This was King Nebuchadnezzar, who went against the things of God, and he was given a heart like a beast. So that's interesting. So the beast's heart is totally different than man's heart. And he lived in the field like an animal for, I believe, it was like 7 years. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. So having no hope makes your heart sick. I believe in both ways, physical and spiritual.
Yes, that's why we have to really guard ourselves from fear and, that hopelessness and depression and discouragement and throw those things off.
Right.
And resist them. You know, but God can influence our heart. Genesis 20 verse 5 says there's integrity of heart. So the ungodly king, even regarding taking Sarah, when Abraham and Sarah were going into his land,
right,
he even had an integrity of heart to be like, no, I can't do this.
To take Sarah
because she was Abraham's wife. And then Exodus 36:2, whose heart stirred him to come unto the work. So that was the building of the sanctuary.
Right.
His heart was stirred.
Right.
And Exodus 35:5, we can be given a willing heart. And that was talking about giving offerings to God and being willing and happy about it.
Right.
Luke 8:15 talks about an honest and good heart. So that would be an obedient heart that brings forth fruit.
That's right. Right. 1 Kings 3:12 says, a wiser and understanding heart was given by God to Solomon. So he had a wiser and an understanding heart. 1 Samuel 12:24, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. There's a lot in that verse also, you know. We have to fear the Lord, and it's coupled with walking in truth. The truth is the word of God. And being fully obedient in the heart. And being thankful for all God has done for us. That's so important, all these things combined.
Yes, that's so great. I know there's a lot to study about the heart in the Word of God. You know, so this really is, though, a time for all of us to examine ourselves in the light of God's Word. We all must humble ourselves and ask the Lord to shine His light on any areas of our heart that might be hard, hurt, have anger, or be offended. So let's pray today for the body of Christ to repent, forgive, and walk in obedience to the Word of God. We must stand together against the enemy of our faith and our nation and be salt and light to the many people walking in despair, confusion, and hopelessness.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.